Fix PMS. What up, sister fixers? Nick.
Udah lama nih kita nggak ngobrol berdua doang. Biasanya kita ngajak-ngajakin orang. Sekarang kayaknya I feel like I need some quality time with you.
I know. How do you realize that it's now officially over a year since we've seen each other in person?
Yeah, I do realize that. Fuck. I haven't seen you for like a fucking year. Because you left. You left on March last year, no? How fucked up was that? Like a month after this official fucking lockdown, and then you left us, and then now it's been a year. It's been a year, and the border hasn't like officially opened, and then apalagi terus kayak the corona is still like this, not changing. Oh fuck that. Kayak udah setahun without you. I think even Putra is miss you by now.
I think so. Tadi aja dia post sesuatu di Instagramnya dia yang kayak sketsa kita berdua.
Yo,
kayak 2000 berapa itu? 2017 kalau nggak salah. Itu udah lama banget.
But that was really
fun. Yeah. Mother fixers and sister fixers, welcome to Fix PMS, where the real talk gets real.
And I feel all the feels. Nicole is currently having her PMS probably.
I am. My boobs hurt. My boobs fucking hurt.
Well, this is the typical conversation that you have gotten if you listen to us. Kalau tiap hari tuh kayak, my boobs hurt. I feel like eating this. I feel like craving this. Kayak conversation kita tuh seputar itu doang. Apalagi tuh kayak Nicole suka banget makan dan suka banget ngemil. So I obviously love to ask her for food. Every time you came, like, Nicole, feed me. Nicole, feed me. Dan Nicole selalu punya makanan.
Food is a necessity. Lo tuh harus ada. Dan emang bad habit gue sih snacking sih. Ngemil kayak, it's such a bad habit. But I love it. And apalagi kalau gue lagi kerja. But it is a bad habit. A bad habit is also drinking. But bitch, I gotta stop drinking. Anyway, sap. Boy. Ini kan masih bulan, it's still Women's Month, it's still Women's History Month, and yes. I think salah satu topik yang emang kita tuh gak pernah bahas, which is actually super, super important, is self-confidence.
Wow. Yeah, it is very confident, because like, everybody always talks about it, everybody, it's like, berapa tahun lalu ya? Like last year, self-confidence is a very overused word. Because I think tahun lalu tuh orang lagi rame-ramenya ngomongin about their own self-confidence. And I often like got a lot of questions about my self-confidence. And I think it's about time we talk about it, Nick.
For sure. And yeah, kalau misalnya Mother Fixers, Sister Fixers tahu gue sama Sabrina, kalian pasti udah tahu kalau Sab is very, she has strong self-confidence, and since I've known her, like, she inspires me to have more self-confidence as well. Gue bisa bilang kalau sekarang mungkin my self-confidence is okay at an average level or whatever, it's gotten better, but I think probably buat lo, Sab, kayak lo juga enggak, like, you weren't fucking born being self-confident, you know what
no.
I mean? Like, that's got, it's gotta be worked on, you know? So, ooh. I think it's a really, really good topic, karena a lot of women and also men, self-confidence is a big deal. Like, how do you maintain that self-confidence, and how do you, like, feel good about yourself and be, like, just comfortable in, like, your own skin and shit? I see. In your own skin.
I mean, like, yeah, gitu. Because we're not a snake. We can't just, like, change skin every time we want or every time it's on season. And talking about self-confidence, I think that Nicole is a very humble person. She never like try to say, okay, just because you're not gonna say it, I'm gonna say it to you. Nicole, in my opinion, she has a quite decent amount of self-confidence, because when she's about to say things that she knows and then she's about to present the word that she knows, she got that energy yang bisa bikin kayak, bitch, look at me and this is my shit. Dan itu adalah kepedean yang dia, and it's because you know what you're good at. And then like when you walk into the room, Nick, lo tuh bukan cewek-cewek pemalu gitu loh yang kalau kita ke party kita bakal ngumpet bareng-bareng. No, I think we have the same ideas yang kalau kita mau malu pun kita akan pura-pura gak malu. Remember when we were at the super bougie ass party in the penthouse, remember? yang kita ke acara alkohol itu, and then everybody dress so well, they're very influencer, and then here we are coming in like anak sekolah gitu bentukannya, kayak cuman pakai kaos, terus kayak dandannya juga biasa-biasa aja, terus diantara orang-orang yang kayak super-super fancy, but we managed to steal the show because we are a pure drunk fucks. So, I think we have that.
That's not something to be proud of, but we are, and it's not that we're extroverted in that sense, tapi kalau misalnya lo nanya sesuatu sama gue sama Sabrina yang kayak, if it's something that we feel strongly about or that we know, then of course we're gonna feel confident in speaking about it. And then another thing that we should definitely talk about is being, you know, having that self-confidence in yourself, in your body, in your skin. Yeah. How do you feel confident with the way you look? Do you feel confident without makeup? Do you feel confident wearing tight clothes? I certainly don't. I mean, I used to wear, honestly, if you knew me when I was in university, waktu gue kuliah, gue tuh selalu pakai yang, lo tau gak sih yang kayak dress ketat yang dari like, you know those like bodycon dresses?
Yang very Paris, like Paris Hilton, Hervé Léger, yang gini banget kan ya.
Yes, itu.
Hervé Léger, namanya itu bandage dress yang saking ketatnya tuh dia bener-bener body hugging gitu kan.
Gue beli yang palsu, Seb. Gue beli yang palsu, terus gue pakai itu kalau clubbing gue pergi sama Agnes. I don't know how the fuck I used to fit into that shit and be like, yeah, damn, I'm sexy as fuck. But I would never fucking wear that shit now. And you know what? It's not because of self-confidence. It's just because I don't feel comfortable in it. Like,
you grow out of it. Fucking kaos
kayak, iya kan? Yeah, so I think that's super important to feel like, karena kalau menurut gue, Sabrina is definitely one of those people yang kayak, you're very confident in like, you know, like, okay, whenever I'm out with Sabrina and she's like, okay, let's take a photo or something. Like, Sabrina knows for sure I am not like, if I'm sober, apalagi kalau gue sober, gue nggak bisa foto yang kayak foto bagus gitu loh. Sabrina is like mega photogenic. No. Yes.
Tapi yang kocak ya, maybe that's the beauty of our friendship because every time I see you posting foto lo lagi melet yang kayak gitu kan, lo tau kan lo suka Nicole suka banget foto yang kayak lidahnya melet terus matanya kayak dia tuh bener-bener genuinely don't give a fuck gitu loh, terus ditaruh di Instagram, terus gue yang kayak, man, nih cewek bener-bener sepede itu untuk kayak fuck you, fuck your standards, this is my standards, and I love that. That encouraged me to be like to be apa ya, untuk kayak lebih natural gitu loh, so not pretending, you know, to be like poised 24/7 to show my silly, I showed my stupid in, tapi kayak lebih embracing those sides of mine daripada kayak all pretty pretty, all goody goody, and you know we are both not goody goody. Dan itu juga, if I can say, that's my takeaway from our friendship. Because I look at Jen, I'm like, hey, she is very comfortable. And I'm gonna do that. I'll be comfortable too. And I like that kind of energy, gitu. And then people sometimes go on to me and be like, how did you get that extra mega amount of confidence? How do we get it, Nick? How did you get it? Where did you get it?
Nah, itu yang gue baru mau nanya ke lo sebenarnya. Karena kalau menurut gue, your self-confidence is something that I, like I said, gue admire sih. Tapi, I'm sure it didn't start. You weren't fucking like coming out of the womb and you're like, yes, I'm confident as shit. when did you start feeling like really comfortable in like your body and your skin and like how you look, finding your look, you know? Like, I think people kind of grow into the look that they want to look, you know what I mean? We all experiment. Waktu kita masih SMA, banyak banget kan eksperimen. Sana sini, like, different types of clothing, different types of makeup. But when did you finally, you're like, yes, this is me. Yeah, paling gue ganti, lo baru potong rambut, lo ganti style baju atau gimana. Tapi when did you start feeling, like, really, like, confident in, like, just your skin?
I think I got really confident in my skin. Damn, udah lama banget lagi kayak SMA, grow out of high school, karena kayak tapi pas gue masih ikut persinetron-sinetron gitu kan, I kind of follow the wave of what they're wearing and then what people want me to wear. I think if I can say that I'm really most comfortable in what I wear, itu it's been like this last 5 years. Karena kayak 5 tahun terakhir itu I choose comfort over over fashion. I choose comfort over fashion, and I don't always follow the trend. Back in the day, you always like, oh, they wear that kind of dress, and you just like instantly bought it, and then wear it not knowing that it will like you have to suck your tummy in, and it will be so uncomfortable.
Oh, girl, I was so uncomfortable. I don't know what the fuck I did with that.
Oh my god, I know. And then high heels, gitu kan, and of course my body changes. I get more plumper, and then. I get, you know, curvy and whatnot, and I dress according to my body type, not according to what they want me to look. And udah gue udah mulai pakai kayak something loose, and then like something that more tomboy, and sneakers all the way, because I don't wear heels no more. Especially waktu di Jakarta ada peraturan yang kayak you have to wear heels to get into the club. I hate that because I always have to bring sneakers in my car. Heels in my car to just get into the club. I guess like for this past 4 or 5 years, I can legitimately say that I'm most confident in my body and my what I'm wearing. Because you obviously look so different. Jadi kayak kalau ada yang bisa ngelihat fotonya Nicole zaman dulu sama zaman sekarang. Please bedain. Nick, ntar kita di thumbnail-nya kita boleh ini gak? Bukan thumbnail. Di artwork-nya boleh masukin foto zaman dulu kita gak? Sama zaman sekarang.
Anjing.
Okay, please. Bukan please dulu sama sekarang.
Oh,
gitu.
Kalau lo step zaman dulu tuh kayak galak sih muka lo.
Iya, yeah, kan.
Super duper galak gitu loh.
I'm more emo. You know, I'm like,
you were more emo. You wore a lot more eyeliner.
Yes.
You wore a lot more makeup in general, and your makeup was very heavy, whereas your makeup now is super soft. Yeah. You look younger now than you did before because your makeup was super duper heavy back then.
I don't know what's my obsession with stupid makeup, you know? I feel like the older
I get...
But like the older I get, the more that I don't want to cover it up. Like, because I remember...
Yeah.
I remember YouTube was the biggest influence. I've always liked makeup. I love makeup, but I didn't know that. My dad were not allowing me to wear makeup. He didn't allow me to wear like a lot of makeup because he's just like that. And then like when I moved here, I didn't know that, oh, wearing makeup every day is an option. So I saw all of my friends, they're doing it. And I'm like, okay. And then like I started using a lot of makeup to cover up my pimples because I have like little pimples on my chin and on my cheek, and then I would use like a full cover foundation every day. I don't know why. Terus kayak sekarang looking at it, I'm like, wow, this is shit ton of makeup. Kok gue menor banget dulu. Jelek.
Tapi emang kayak gitu ya nggak sih dulu ya gue like. I think SMA, see, I had definitely was like my emo face, but there was a time between like kuliah sampai gue 20-an deh, kayak lumayan lama, every day I wore wing eyeliner. Like selalu ada di sini dan selalu ada wingnya. Dan sampai ada siapa ya waktu itu kayak nanya ke gue, Nick, lo tuh pakai itu setiap hari ya? Kayak gue tuh gak bisa gak pakai gitu loh, karena gue ngerasa kayak, my eyes are just too fucking small if I don't wear it. And like, now I don't give a shit. And it's definitely true. Like, I think self-confidence, kalau lo nanya ke gue sih, I'm only feeling really comfortable in my body now in my 30s. I was always struggling with like whether or not, and a lot of it has to do karena emang nyokap gue tuh selalu minta gue buat jadi sesuatu yang kayak, I think never really realized it at the time, but I definitely was trying to live up to a certain standard that not just society was telling you to do, but also from like my mom, because my mom is like super duper madam, super like, she's such a woman, right? She's such a, she's super girly. I think she definitely wanted someone more girly, but like, I just like, I was never really that comfortable. And gue inget banget, I really lost a lot of self-confidence when I was growing up in like middle school and shit, karena gue kumisan, dan gue, like my brothers used to make fun of me, and they'd be like, they'd call me Mustachio. And I'd be like, what? And their friends would call me Mustachio and shit. And I'd be like, oh, gue malu banget. And like, my mom, I remember that a friend of mine, dia bule, dia kayak, yaudah Nick, lo cukur aja tuh kumisnya. Ya kan, gue gak tahu ya, gue kayak 10 atau 11 tahun gitu loh.
Oh my god.
Iya kan, dan gue tuh Yeah, God. And like my friend, she was like, she was from the States. Dia dari Amerika. Dia lebih mature banget daripada gue. Gue tuh baru banget pakai BH dan temen gue tuh tetenya dia tuh udah gede banget. And I'm like, oh man, like I can't wait to grow boobs and shit. And she was like, yeah, just shave your mustache. And I mean, I didn't know shit, right? Kita kan nggak tahu ya kalau misalnya if you shave something, obviously it grows back to be thicker.
Yeah.
Dude. Gue cukur terus nyokap gue tuh marah banget sama gue. No, Nicole, kalau lu cukur tuh nanti lebih tebal, bla bla bla. So then my mom started bleaching my mustache and I was like, oh my god, it's like every few months gue tuh harus kayak bleach jadi blonde gitu, tau gak lo? Tapi kayak tetap ada. Except, yes, this is like the this is my Pakistani side coming out.
Okay? Yeah. True, obviously, right?
Yeah, kan. In the end, akhirnya gue sekarang udah laser kumis gue. Tapi emang for years, when I was like in middle school and then high school, gue tuh selalu ada problem sama kumis, dan gue selalu malu banget. Like, I mean, that's already like one self-confidence. Besides the fact that obviously as girls, we have to think about, oh, we gotta have boobs or we gotta have like a big butt or but we gotta have a really small waist. On top of all of that shit, I had a fucking mustache, and I was like, what the fuck, God, Jesus,
but like emang iya sih, when I was younger, you and your mustache, me and my small boobs, I always think about it, like what if like I would never fit into my bras. And I'm like, when I was growing up, I was like, oh, I can't wait to have a bigger boobs that it would fit my bras, but it never happened. And I don't mind right now, like good berapa tahun ya. I feel like I remember dulu zamannya gue masih awal-awal di uni, I really want to get a boob job, and then I search for it.
Really? You wanted to get a boob job?
I do. I want to get into like a C cup or whatever. And then I Google it, right? And you know, kids, right? I Google it how much, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a boob job one day. But then I saw people, you know, those TV shows yang orang kayak operasi terus they recover so long after their like surgery.
Some people then, get really really bad surgeries, dude.
Ooh, and then like I'm like, well, I don't think I can do that for like a whole 6 months just for like a cosmetic purposes, you know? Ngerti gak sih kayak? Yeah. Gue tuh nggak mau ke rumah kayak menderita sebanyak itu cuman gara-gara for beauty gitu loh. And I'm like,
yeah, ngerti.
And I start looking at this people in TV like Shakira, you know, she has big butt and no boobs. J-Lo dulu sebelum dia got really pumped, she got flat chested juga. Sekarang kan dia jadi mom, jadi dia kayak grow dikit. And I'm like, oh, there's a people like me. And I saw a lot of people and I'm like, hey, maybe it's okay to have like small boobs anyway, gitu kan kayak. And I start wearing outfit according to my size and shapes. And terus gue tuh lebih banyak pakai plunging neck because I don't have boobs, so it's like fucking I would wear low cut, I would wear things that bener-bener exposing the if you could say I have no cleavage, so that part. And then I feel like really comfortable with
it. You're complimenting what you have. Yeah. You learn to work with what you have and you're like, okay, what can I do to make this shiver? Because honestly, dude, if you got a boob job, I would feel super. Kayak gue gak bisa kebayang lo sama tete yang gede banget gitu loh. Dan kadangnya a full C, that's big, yo. That's big.
And then apparently I grow up into, you know, I become a really like thick girl gitu. I have hips and I have everything. Terus tiba-tiba if I have boobs on top of that, I think I will be like much more gak pede dibandingkan having a big boobs, I think. Jadi sebenarnya I don't think I can go to that amount of like pain or like effort just for cosmetic purposes. And I feel like this self-confidence that you were talking about, it's not something that external, it's really internal. Jadi kayak menurut gue tuh segimanapun lo operasi badan lo, as many surgeries, hair dyes, contact lenses and whatever cosmetic things that you put into your body, you will never be confident unless you really, really feel it inside. Like, really, though. Like,
for sure.
It's always a self-growth. It's always, like, coming back and then looking in the mirror and be, like, comfortable in what you're looking at right now. Kayak sekarang tuh kayak, di TV kan kita selalu lihat cewek-cewek perutnya rata. Kalau duduk, nggak ada lipetan perutnya. But I think that it's not
possible with gue, because I'm normal woman, and then of course I have belly, and of course I have a little bit rolls, and I think it's okay, and I think it's all right to normalize normal body, you know, and just be okay with it. Sampai to the point dimana kayak lo ya pede aja. Soalnya kalau udah nggak pede terus semuanya mau diganti, I don't think that's the answer though, in my opinion.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think the thing is, I think, look, we can say the same story, right? Yes, we go through a lot of, not just women, but men as well, go through life, seeing what they see on media. Apalagi sekarang kita ada social media. It's hard not to look at these girls that have these gym goals, yang pantatnya gede, terus apa yang tadi lo bilang, perutnya rata. You know, their boobs or no boobs, but still, mereka tuh kayak fit banget gitu loh. Dan yang gue lagi belajar sekarang itu kayak, we are all so different. Everybody is so, so different. Yes. And I mean, you know, in my mind, I love the whole like Zoe Kravitz look. Gue suka banget kayak kurus banget gitu, kecil, tatoan. And I wanted to like, this was kind of like my ideal body. Tapi walaupun gue kecil, but I'm not thin. I'm not like scrawny. I'm not, I have been like, there was a point when gue tuh pernah kurus banget, tapi itu gue lagi stres banget. But I've always been a kind of like, not thick, but like, gue selalu ada perut. And I've always had a problem with like showing off my stomach, especially if I go to the beach or something, if I go swimming. But I've realized one thing is that, and this can be applied to not just like your body image, but to all things in life. There are some things that you can control and there are some things you can't control. And I realized that if I'm trying to control things in about my body that I can't really change, for example, yes, I can eat well. Yes, gue bisa olahraga. Tapi di saat gue mau makan McD karena gue mau, atau di saat gue nggak mau olahraga hari itu, ya udah, you gotta give yourself those days. You gotta give yourself the little win days. You know what I mean? Dan kalau emang if I know I'm going to a point where maybe my body's not healthy, and if let's say one day I'm like super fucking fat or whatever, and to a point that it's obese, okay, you got to do something about it. Tapi kalau menurut gue, kalau emang you want to get to a certain point where like, yes, I want to look like, I don't fucking know, like whoever model or whoever actress or whatever, you got to be realistic. Those people have worked really, really hard for that shit. And there's already so much shit in the world that you have to deal with your life. Not just your self-confidence, but your body image, how you look. As a girl, we have to dress a certain way or however you want to dress. Do you want to put makeup on? Dude, it takes a long time. Abis itu lo tuh harus pikirin kerja, lo harus pikirin keluarga lo harus pikirin temen lo, segala macam. Honestly, it's so much shit. If there's one other thing you need to add to your plate, yang kayak, okay, badan gue tuh harus yang kayak Shakira. Yeah, girl, it's gonna be hard. Shakira got a whole fucking team. Shakira tuh punya team, like, just for her to look that good. You know what I'm saying? And what the fuck is that, Zab? Zab is basically just showing me. Gue gak bisa konsen. But yeah, anyway, seriously, just think about the things that you can control. What can you control? Like, itu yang gue lagi pikirin sekarang, yang kayak, I have definitely had issues with my self-confidence look-wise. Maybe it's the reason that sometimes in photos I look like I'm just a retard. But it's because I don't feel confident sometimes in like smiling or trying to act like sexy. Lo udah tau kan kalau misalnya gue tuh act sexy di foto itu karena gue
mabok.
Yeah, exactly, right? But now I'm kind of like, you know what? What am I comfortable with? Just do whatever you're comfortable with, to be honest.
But that's the thing though. You said that you can only look sexy when you're drunk. But then when you're drunk, bam, you pull it out and you look super fucking hot and pretty. It means itu tuh cuma it's in your head, right? Kayak gue juga. Most of the time you told me that Sabrina looks 24/7 confident, blah, blah, blah. Most of the times I don't feel the best too. I feel like I'm not confident enough. But then again, pas gue bilang kayak gitu, ada orang-orang kayak Nicole gitu yang ngomong kayak, Sab, lo okay banget ya, lo pede banget. Ah, berarti it's in my head. What I need to learn is like, I need to be more like Nicole to myself. Ngerti gak, kayak? I need to be more supportive of myself seperti teman gue sih. I wanna befriend myself and my body. That's why itu yang sekarang lagi akhir-akhir ini gue coba selama beberapa tahun terakhir. That's why everyone says that I'm losing self-confidence. It's because I'm like much kinder to myself. I'm much kinder to my body. Like I don't really put too much pressure. If I look ugly that day, so be it. Most of the time when you feel that you don't look the best or you look like shit, there's always that one person that look like, that say, oh my God, stop, I like what you're wearing. You look good. You look pretty. Mm. And I'm like, I'm really, really much kinder to myself. I woke up and I'm like, yeah, I look damn good today. It's not just me being narcissistic as fuck. No, but it's me trying to make peace with myself. Karena ya udah, it's like what I always said, like what you always said, yeah, we only have like one, apa ya, kita cuma punya badan ini satu gitu loh. Kayak misalnya kalau emang dulu nih kalau misalnya if I work out super hard and I went on a diet and I went on that one day of a McDonald's eating like a frenzy, then the next day I will blame myself for eating that cheeseburger, or I'll blame myself for like, because you will look better. Nah, tapi ternyata enggak, man. You know, eating something in moderation will actually helps you to make you feel happier. You know, jadi kayak enggak sengsara juga, and then you will not go on a rampage. And then by the end of the day, you have to find the balance in moderation, and then just like kind of like let yourself loose a bit, and also taking care of yourself. Jadi kalau gue ngerasa rumusnya gini nih, if I already take care of myself, kayak lo bilang kan tadi, not to the point that we're gonna be obese karena it's not healthy gitu kan. If we're taking care of ourselves, and then this one day we need to eat something or we need to dress a little bit apa gitu, yeah, let it be. You know, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then don't be so hard on yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. That's how. That's for sure. Don't be so hard on yourself. Really. Mm-hmm. I think when we grow up, especially as like girls and like, apalagi kalau kita tuh lagi apa ya, in our early 20s, when you feel like you need to make a name for yourself, and it's like it's tough. And gue ingat banget waktu gue masih like when I first started working, it's really tough because yes, like Sab and I can sit here and be like, yeah, don't make it hard on yourself, you know, all this kind of advice, but it's also going to come on you as well, and it's also going to like, there's going to be a time when you're like, okay, shit, you know what? I'm fucking tired of pleasing everyone. I'm fucking tired of trying to be something I may or may not be. I'm fucking tired of trying to look a certain way. You're going to feel this point where you're like, goddamn, I just want to be happy. I just want to be me. And to feel comfortable with that skin. Now, granted, nggak semua cewek juga kayak gini. Ada cewek yang kayak emang, you know, there, you can see a lot of girls who are like super confident, but you know what? Another lesson learned is that you never know how that girl is going to feel or not. Girl or guy, you never know what people are actually really feeling. A lot of people who actually look confident, a lot of the times they're feeling really insecure. And a lot of the times they're putting up a front yang kayak, gue tuh harus kelihatan kayak gini biar orang tuh nggak tahu kalau sebenarnya gue tuh lagi low self-confidence gitu loh. So I think on that note, it's also just trying to be kind to yourself, but also being kind to others, right? I think what you give back, the energy that you give back, is really important because it's going to come back to you. Itu karmanya sih.
Dan juga maksud gue emang orang-orang yang sudah pede sama dirinya sendiri gitu loh, kayak emang mereka juga work on themselves ya. Kemarin I have a DM on my, I have this guy, really a dude. DM me and be like, Kak Sabrina gimana caranya biar gue gak insecure, terus kayak, karena gue insecure banget dan ini cowok, dan gue cuman bilang kayak, jangan, gue gak bisa kasih banyak nasihat karena gue misalnya gini, karena as much of those wise things that I say on the internet though, karena I'm not a professional therapist, you know, if you feel insecure, you don't feel good, seek help, especially, dan insecurity itu kalau dipiara, man. If you're feeding to your insecurity and you never see what's good in you, best believe you will never get the confidence that you want. You will never. Itu yang gua biarin sama Nicole. That's why yang kita nggak biarin. That's why we're now like live in a much happier position because we let ourselves to be yaudah gitu. Kalau emang we're gonna be we are comfortable with the belly and whatever, yes, we're gonna be really, really, truly enjoy and, you know, living like this. And we're not gonna chase on the supermodel bodies no more because, first of all, it's exhausting. You go capek, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I fucking mean. That shit is tiring, yo. Capek banget. Kayak sekarang aja, kalau misalnya we work out and shit, is because we feel good after working out. Like, also to keep your body healthy. Like, exercising is not just for you to look good, but it's also to keep you healthy. Like, that's why, like, mentally and physically healthy. Tapi kalau misalnya emang goals lo yang kayak, okay, gue mau punya Kim Kardashian's butt and, like, I don't know, fucking six abs, like, six-pack abs and shit, like, I mean, look, everybody's got their own different goals, but really, in the end of it, what is the intention of your goal? Lo tuh mau punya six-pack abs itu sebenarnya buat apa? Buat lo, diri lo sendiri, atau emang, karena gue mau impress a guy? And sometimes it's like, you gotta think about, is it really worth it? Is it really gonna be worth it to impress that guy? I have definitely done some stupid bullshit trying to impress dudes. And in the end, I don't even know if it got me anywhere. Maybe we hooked up. Maybe he didn't even realize what the fuck I was doing. You know what I mean? And it's like, fuck, it's tiring, dude. Capek kepikiran juga. Abis itu lo pulang, lo kayak, I wonder if he noticed. I wonder if he noticed the new eyeshadow I was wearing.
Oh my
I wonder
God.
If he noticed my short skirt and shit. Capek banget, gila sih.
Nggak bakal diperhatiin tuh sama cowok, bener deh. Kalau at the end of the day, the main goal to be confident is just for a certain person, for a man. Itu tuh nggak bakal. Itu akan ada poin di mana lo capek, and then you gotta say fuck to all of these things that gonna make you feel good about yourself, and then bam, that's where you lose all of your self confidence. Tapi kalau lo punya goal adalah to, you know, to revamp yourself and then to just love yourself and gain this confidence for yourself, mau berapa banyak cowok yang datang dan pergi, lo masih bakal tetap punya confidence itu gitu. Itu yang gue yakinin gitu, karena emang kalau dari cita-cita waktu zaman yang masih ABG, kita tuh banyak banget ngelakuin hal untuk mengimpress orang lain, either your friend, either your friend, either not a boyfriend or like whatever, or like this new environment that you just got into. Karena emang kayak zaman yang gue baru pindah ke Australia, oh, I realize orangnya beda-beda. Terus kayak, oh, I really want to impress this anak-anak international school yang baru gue temenin ini. Tapi dengan dengan semua standarisasi hidup mereka yang badannya super-super kayak tusuk gigi. Tapi ternyata gak bisa, Bo. Gue emang, I cannot. I like living like myself. I like myself. I like being comfortable with my skin.
Yes.
I like that, dude.
Yes.
I like being able to say whatever I want.
Yes.
I like it.
Gue sekarang, I'm at this point and like yang tadi gue bilang, gue sekarang, gue tahun ini 33. And for the first time, I feel like, I'm really enjoying myself. I'm really feeling myself right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like, I'm really like, you know, I don't give a shit. I eat what I want, but I exercise. Yes. I keep myself fit. Gue tuh juga kayak, I dress up when I want to dress up. And safe to say, like, okay, buat, everyone who's like listening to us right now, maybe you're gonna be like, yeah, well, sekarang lo tuh udah punya suami segala macam. Sebenarnya gue bilang, yes, there is a difference. Like, my husband has definitely helped my self confidence because he has loved me, but my husband has definitely given me room to grow, and I have grown into myself, and I've grown into what I love myself, why I love myself now. Itu enggak kayak karena dia sih. Ya mungkin itu membantu, tapi itu enggak karena dia. And honestly, I think you will grow into that. It's not like it doesn't happen over fucking night either. Like, shit, gue baru 33 dan sekarang gue baru yang kayak, okay, gue bener-bener suka sih sama diri gue sendiri. Like, people are like, when are you gonna have kids and shit? And I'm like, I'm really loving myself right now to have kids, yo. I don't want to have kids yet.
No, I think it's nice to have that, you know, choice to have and have not, because kids are not accessories, definitely. I mean, you should be able to have that choice. And I think that bener deh, kalau orang bilang kayak, your husband, ya lo udah punya suami, dan suami lo yang bikin lo jadi pede. Enggak lo, pede tuh dari diri sendiri. Yes, your husband help you.
Yes.
And then like, complimenting you, of course. Tapi kalau misalnya emang you are very sad inside, there's not many amount of compliments that will make you feel like you're good enough gitu. Karena
Yeah, just, for sure.
I am gaining my ultimate confidence when I was really, really single. Because, like, when I was really single, that's when the time when I was not defined by a man. And then that's the challenge, right? Who are you going to dress up for tomorrow? Who are you going to, you know, impress for tomorrow? I say none, because I truly like to, like, not impress someone. Okay, I dressed up for myself to make me feel good. Because if I feel good, if I look good, I feel good. If I feel good, I get my confidence. That's it. I want to learn to be a much better content creator, because if I create a good content, I will add another value to myself. Gitu, kayak, oh, gua bisa achieve ini nih. I wanna go on a trip by myself. Yes, if am I confident enough to just go around and ask things for myself alone? Ternyata bisa gitu loh. Dan banyak banget hal-hal yang gue lakuin selama gue single itu yang bikin gue menjadi lebih pede lagi, lebih confident lagi dibandingkan ketika gue punya pacar. Bahkan ketika gue punya pacar, it's the moment where like I'm so apa ya depending on other people that I kind of lose my sense of self gitu. Jadi sebenarnya punya atau nggak punya pasangan itu bukan menjadi ukuran whether or you're not gonna get your confidence. Cause like, yo, being single and trying to get that confidence is gold, man.
That shit ain't easy either.
That's not easy that either, man. It's not. Nicole was there when I was single. She knows. She knows me the best.
Oh, girl. She
was there. Whoa, wow.
I mean, we've definitely talked about your single days, but... You were very confident. Sebenarnya sih, that's, I mean, again, it's one of the things I fucking admire, but I also know that it has taken a lot of work. And that's what we're trying to also say is that gaining self-confidence isn't, it's not like, okay, gue sekarang kayak, yeah, ya udah, like, let me just magically have it. But it's also, I think what also Sabrina is saying is like from the inside out, I think like if you exude confidence, it doesn't really matter, dude. Honestly, I've seen some really, really like good looking girls, and they don't, you can tell that they're kind of like confidence-nya tuh yang kayak depending on other people, and then you can kind of read that and be like, oh man, I kind of feel not feel bad, but it's like you're trying really, really hard, you know what I mean? And
sometimes
you just got to be you, and you don't have to try that hard, because being you and authentically you is just, is really, really good enough. And I think Tai, kenapa sih lu mau kasih liat ini ke gue?
Bajunya liat dong.
Gue tuh belum liat dia, itu agak frisky tuh screen lu.
Okay, I'm gonna send it to you, bye. Terus. I'm sorry, I just like to tease Nicole. When she's being very serious, I like to joke around.
Serena just sent me something that I don't want to look at yet because it's killing my vibes. Anyway, I think in the end, self-confidence is going to be very different for everyone. And the journey to self-confidence, I think, is going to be very different for everyone. Dan gue sekarang baru in my 30s, and now I'm only feeling real confident in my skin and kind of like feeling myself, you know. But some people can already feel it when they're younger. I think you just gotta trust the process, and you gotta trust yourself.
Ada orang emang yang kayak, iya benar, pas masih muda udah confident banget. Ada orang yang emang finding their confidence when they're 40, when they're 50. I think it doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you're willing to go to enjoy the process and get through the process, because nothing is instant, nggak ada gitu loh kayak yang instant. Maksudnya kita tuh harus, we both of us, kita olahraga sepanjang ini dan kita belum punya six pack and we are still continuing. Itu tuh kayak okay, yang penting olahraga ini bikin gue pede, karena gue sayang sama diri gue sendiri. Kalau gue sayang, gue jadi pede, udah gitu. Dan kita menerima gitu, we accept the fact that we will never get that six pack. I don't know, maybe, but from now, buat sekarang gue kayak udahlah. Gue masih makan nasi. I cannot. I love rice, you know.
Dude, it's part of our genes. It's part of our history. Masa kita gak makan nasi? Tapi I will say is proportion and shit. I've seen some people eat so much fucking rice. I'm like, god damn, that's a lot of fucking rice. It's like two fucking bowls. Of course, you're not gonna lose weight with that shit. Gue gendut kenapa ya? Tapi kayak makan nasi padang yang gede banget gitu loh porsinya. Kayak,
yeah.
Kayak itulah kenapa.
Itulah kenapa makanya jadi kayak, aduh, apa ya, kayak kita tuh nggak kita tuh ngerawat ngerawat badan gitu, olahraga ya nggak mungkin lah sampai kayak Victoria's Secret, karena mereka nggak makan apa-apa Nicole, dan gue nggak bisa kalau coba-coba diet kayak gitu, karena gue pusing gitu kan. Terus gue akhirnya, when you're on a diet and you're on a strict diet that you don't really enjoy, you will get cranky, you will be mad, and then when you mad, you know, energi yang lo keluarin itu gitu, jadinya bukan energi pede gitu. It's not like a, it's not like a, apa namanya, oh yang gue pelajarin kemarin, I just, oh by the way guys, I just did a mind training classes. So humans has to have two energy, right? So force energy and power energy. So there's an energy berapa kilohertz itu yang lo keluarin. Ini scientifically proven ya, this is not spiritual. So energy yang lo keluarin ketika lo marah, bete, itu namanya force energy. And then you are the weakest when you are like that. So that's why when people, and when you're in love, when you're forgiving, and when you're happy, itu tuh energinya power gitu. It's more spiritual. Nah, ketika lo happy atau segala macam, you uses a nice sort of like vibe to people gitu loh. Makanya kalau misalnya technically if you're on a diet and then you're not properly nourished and then you're feeling bad, you're just gonna be like sad emo terus jadinya nggak cerah gitu loh bentukan lo kayak
pasti energinya jelek sih lo kayak give out bad juju, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I believe in that so much.
I also believe in that, like honestly gue tuh pernah kayak, I have thought some people, men or women, I've been like, man, they're attractive to me. Tapi kayak, actually, it's not really the look or their looks that are making me attractive to them. Or not, in my eyes, they're attractive, but really, like, how they are as people and, like, the kind of energy that they give off.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it's so weird because some of the nicest people can have the lowest self-confidence. But it's like, sometimes I just want to be like, you're doing so great in life. You're doing good. Like, don't feel shitty about yourself. Like, gue kadang kayak bingung gitu. Dan kadang some of the prettiest fucking people have the worst energy. And it's so crazy to think, like, sometimes how that happens. Like, gue kadang kayak, gue dulu SMA gitu, there's this girl. She was so pretty. She's like, in my eyes, she's really pretty. She's so exotic. But she was a bitch. She was such a bitch. And she would bully people and, like, gue tuh bingung kayak kok bisa ya orang yang emang looknya cantik banget, but you got bad juju and I don't get it sometimes and I don't know what that is with that. I don't know how that really relates to self confidence, but there must be some sort of connection.
If you're pretty, if you think that you are very pretty and maybe you have that pride itu tadi di energinya, ya itu tadi force energy. So when you're radiating that energy and you know it's not something yang easy to be around with, and then terus juga kayak kalau lo punya keinginan bukan kemauan, like you wanting, I wanna be skinny, but you never actually work on yourself and you keep thinking about that, that's also of course energy.
Yeah.
Jadi sebenarnya apa yang lo pikirin, apa yang lo lakuin itu ngaruh banget ke your self confidence yang that projected to other people and the energy that you project to people. Dan ini beneran lo, beneran, it's like scientifically proven. And then itu juga yang gue bilang, that's why I always, you know, I'm a big on loving yourself. I'm a big on like self-love and like, you know, if you wanna look good, you gotta feel good, you know? If you don't feel good, maybe you're doing something wrong with your diet. Maybe you're doing something wrong with your outfit. Bukan yang kayak baju lo jelek ya, enggak. You're not really comfortable in what you're wearing. And then you're pushing yourself to wear that. Then
it's exactly what you were saying about the boob thing, right? Like you were trying to fit into clothes that maybe weren't made for your body type. And gue juga kayak, I mean, the same thing with the stupid like tight fucking dress. Like I could wear that shit and it was super uncomfortable. Gue tau kalau gue gak jelek sih pakai kayak gitu. Cuman confidently, I didn't feel good and like gue tuh bisa duduk terus kayak ngerasa super duper self conscious gitu yang kayak enggak sih, ya gue sekarang I'm comfortable t-shirt, shorts, sneakers, I'm good with that shit, right? And if you feel comfortable in that, being again comfortable in your own skin, it's just so that's what's gonna like exude out of you kalau misalnya emang lo suka apa, you know, you're kind of feeling your vibes, you're kind of feeling what you're wearing and shit, you'll be pretty confident, I gotta say. Then you know what I mean? Like, when you feel good, you will look good.
Yeah. And then, like, I remember that time when Nicole was, we were on a wedding in Bali, and then Nicole, I went out for a party, and then Nicole came out with the silver top with the plunging neckline, and then she looked so happy, and I'm like, Nick, Nicole was like, yeah, because I'm feeling my boobs today, because I know that you have an insecurity about your boobs, because you're afraid that it might look big, right? Kadang-kadang lo tuh kayak, aduh, boobs gue gede banget, terus kayak tiba-tiba hari itu lo, you decided to embrace it, and I'm like, damn, she looks really, really good, and I love that. And you're not exactly a person who likes to follow a trend. Kayak kalau misalnya there's a certain trend, you'll be like, eh, I like what I'm wearing. You kind of create what you like to wear. That's what I do too, gitu kan. I don't. I mean, like, I like trends. I like to follow them, but I'm not gonna push myself to fit into trends. Cause
yes,
no, I'm not. I'm not Bella Hadid. I'm not Kendall.
A trend is a trend is a trend, right? A trend is a trend. Like in any way, like. You can try, definitely not saying that you shouldn't be trying out different shit, but try it out. If it works for you, then cool. If not, don't force yourself into doing that shit if it's not made for you, if it doesn't make you feel comfortable. You know what I mean? But, I mean, on that as well, yang tadi kita juga ngomongin, kayak, I think another thing that people get, their self-confidence gets a little bit blown is sometimes when you get bullied in school or like, kayak gue sama nyokap gue yang selalu, nyokap gue tuh yang selalu yang kayak, okay, you gotta dress like a woman or you gotta be like this. This is what a woman is supposed to be like. It's really hard. I gotta say, it's really hard not to listen to things other people call you when you're a kid or like, you know, that's like your sensitive time and you don't realize how actually you bring that up when you're like an adult and shit. But what I can say about that is, look, you set your own standards. If people are going to call you things or if like you, there's an expectation of you to be like something, yes, is normal. And it is what we're going to go through in life, how we grow up, but definitely try to set standards for yourself when you're young and try to just remember that you're uniquely you. Nggak ada orang yang kayak lo di dunia ini juga. And that's what makes you special. Kalau misalnya lo mau compare badan lo sama model kek, atau lo mau, nyokap lo mau compare lo sama orang lain, atau lo di compare, cowok lo compare lo sama temen lo, yeah, just remember that no one else is like you, honestly. And I think that's your most unique selling point.
And I think that even if like there's so many like wide array of about role models these days that you can look up to, and because people are not strictly a like we used to in the 90s, you know, okay, there's so many girls that you can look at a Billie Eilish, man, look how natural she is, you know, she's young and
she's super natural and she's beautiful. She's super natural.
Yes, and then she's embracing her body shape and she is very knowledgeable with her body shape and whatever. Dia aja tuh gak pede sama badannya sampai dia pakai baju kayak gitu, padahal sebenarnya she has a normal body, and that shows that celebrity also have a normal body. So look at Rihanna these days. She's getting plumper and she's very confident with her shape gitu. Jadi sebenarnya lo enggak usah harus kayak nyari yang jauh-jauh gitu loh. And if a certain celebrity looks really really pretty, keep in mind they have a whole team behind them. And yes. I just have two hands. I don't even have a personal trainer. So, you know, I train myself. Jadi, emang beda, yang. Emang beda. Dan kita juga kerjanya gak kayak mereka, gitu. They eat really, really differently. So, yeah, don't compare yourself to people in the television, because that's not real.
Comparison is evil. Don't compare
comparison
yourself.
Comparison is don't evil, though.
That's our bodies
really
are
nice
all
word.
Super different. We are all
that
super different.
That is really nice. Comparison?
Comparison is evil.
Comparison is evil. Yes, I love that. I love that. If I could have you say that to me when I was like, I don't know, 15 or 16, I would be really, really happy. Because, you know, that was the age when people always like, oh, she's have a lighter skin. Oh, her hair's longer, blah, blah, blah. Well, fuck that. I like my hair.
Yeah.
I like my Chinese-looking eyes, man.
I mean, what we can take out of this episode is there's so much, right? And I think, like, buat gue sama Sabrina, emang journey kita tuh dengan self-confidence emang beda. And that's going to be the same way for anyone who's listening to this. Self-confidence, how you feel it, when you feel, like, mostly, like, your authentic self is going to differ for everyone. Like, gak semua orang sama, semua badan kita tuh beda. We are all authentically ourselves and all authentically different. So don't try to compare. Again, comparison is super duper. It's an evil thing. Don't compare yourself to other people. And if you're not feeling that comfortable in your skin just yet, just remember that it takes time. It's going to get there. And you got to trust the process for sure. Right? Yeah. Right? Right?
You got to trust the process, and then you got to, you know, be more forgiving of yourself. That's it, you know?
Forgiving, yes. You got to be more forgiving of yourself. Yes. I like that a lot. We're so hard on ourselves sometimes. Yang tadi gue bilang yang kayak kita tuh banyak banget yang harus diurus, ya gak sih? Kayak banyak banget. Like all this shit that you really got to take care of in life in order to be like a good quote-unquote human being.
But oh my God.
Honestly, you got to forgive yourself for the things that like you just can't handle sometimes. It's totally normal, dude. We're all just people. Oh my God.
By the way, I just want to inform you that if you really want to know how to be more forgiving and more loving of yourself, I have this cute birthday gift that Nicole bought me. This is a self-care book. And I still read it from time to time. I do. Like, I keep it on my bedside in case I forgot. It has a little quote and how to be, you know, how to live mindfully and look after yourself. Self-care by Claire Chamberlain. If you can get a hand of it, itu bagus banget. I love reading this from time to time. Just, you know, when I'm not feeling my best, those days are there. Fortunately, I don't feel good 24/7, even though I think I look good 24/7. No, but I try to love myself 24/7, man. Be more forgiving of myself. Be more like,
yes.
Take it easy, bro. Take it easy. It's fine.
Take it easy. Take it easy on yourself for sure.
Yeah, that's important.
All right, Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers, if you guys have any questions for Sabrina and I, please don't forget to follow us at FixPMS on Instagram and DM us anytime. Sabrina and I are going to continue our long-lost love affair, yang long-distance kayak gini.
Ayo banget. Tahan sambil di kepala, ya. Kesel banget sambil gini.
But yes, if y'all have any questions, please let us know. And if you guys would like to hear anybody else on the podcast, please let us know. We're going to be ending season 2 super soon, which means we're going to take a little bit of a break. But that just means season 3 is going to be even better. And I can't believe we've been successfully doing this shit for a year. Long distance kayak gini. Dan sekarang kita udah punya lebih dari 12,000 listeners, and we're really, really grateful for that.
Yay! I love that we are very consistent, even if this through pandemic. Terus gue sama Nicole, kalau kalian dengar audio gue bagus, gue sama Nicole sampai beli mic 2 kali.
Yes, fuck shit out. So banget gak sih? Sekarang aja tuh udah mic Cina tuh di closet gue yang kayak
sama.
Gue ngapain ya sama mic ini, goblok.
Lumayan lah nanti nih kalau misalnya lo balik, kita mau syuting apa gimana, butuh mic-mic kayak gitu, tabung lumayan buat studio kita.
Studio kita, di mana tuh Sef studionya?
Di rumah lo kan mau sewa rumah baru kan? Yang ada kamarnya kan buat kita syuting kan? Udah pasti rumah lo nih.
Oh iya, oke, bisa. Terus ada kolam berenang gitu ya, kalau misalnya kita mau relax ya.
Oh tentu, kita akan syuting di kolam berenang. Tapi kan gue bakal punya rumah. This year.
Oh yes, that's for real though. That's for real.
So
that means we won't be recording in your house for sure.
Yes, for sure. Anyway, Mother Fixers, Sister Fixers, thank you so much for listening. Though I know topik tentang self confidence ini tuh masih banyak banget yang perlu kita cover. Maybe next time we will try to incorporate step-step yang kita buat. Mungkin I'm gonna jot down some ideas, Nick, on how we are developing this so-called self confidence. Terus juga mungkin ada apa-apa yang bisa lo baca. We will definitely gonna think about doing the second part of the self confidence since the topic is way wide. But for now,
yes.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to our bullshit. This is Fix PMS, where the real talk gets real.
And we feel all the fears. Bye.